listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Amanda Harrison, here with Tim Tarantine, and we are excited to share with you one of the conversations that we've had with one of North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. And Tim, I believe you get to do the honors this week.
I do. I got to speak to Woody Heidrich. He's with Global Location Strategies. He's both a partner and senior principal with that firm. He's been doing site selection worldwide for quite some time now, but he's continued to work and guide companies through new investment projects, new developments, relocations, expansions, consolidations, whatever that company needs in terms of site selection, Woody steps up to the plate. Before he got into this position, he was a managing director with Cushman & Wakefield's Global Business Consulting Unit. And some of his former clients include, but not limited to, Novartis, Pfizer, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Shell Oil and Chemicals. His experience and diversity of experiences and success are just amazing. I hope you sit back and enjoy some of the wisdom he imparted to me, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Woody, welcome to the call. We're so happy to have you today. Congratulations on being one of North America's top 50 site consultants. Before we go too far into the strategy today, I definitely want to give our listening audience an opportunity to get to know you a little better as a leader. Before we go far, what are three things everyone should know about Woody?
The first one is that I'm a big lover of family. The second point is that I love travel. And unfortunately, I guess the second point can often be in conflict with the first. And third, I think that I can be honest to a fault. I think that that's kind of three personal traits that kind of sum me up. I guess if there's anything to add, it'd be that, you know, I love solving puzzles. And so a good challenge, a good question or problem, et cetera, that those are the things that really kind of get me going in the morning. And I guess are applicable to all the other points.
Absolutely. And now that we have some context for some of the things that get you going in the morning, what got you going into site selection? How did you first get involved? Did it find you or did you find site selection?
You know, it kind of found me in that I worked for a congressman when I was a senior in college. And he was quite involved in economic development and had been involved with one project in particular that I had exposure to. And so it was a bit of an introduction to kind of how economic development worked, how site selection worked, and kind of, you know, the rules around that. And I like that it was about kind of giving back to your community and that, you know, these investments were going to be creating jobs and changing communities. And so there's something that drew me to it pretty early on. I liked the idea that you could work hard to kind of better the lives of your fellow citizens. And so it's part of a call towards community service that ultimately drew me more toward working in economic development, at least initially. And then, you know, thinking that I might be able to make a greater difference, actually doing it on behalf of the companies and helping them make investment decisions and better communities around the world. So that's kind of how I got into it.
Absolutely. And with that passion and with that call to grow community, how are you defining success today as a leader and as a site selector?
When you're making an investment, I mean, these are long term. And so you aren't dating, you're getting married, and it's something that's going to have to be sustainable. And so trying to make sure that, you know, an investment decision, a project really is a win-win. It's a win for both our client. And it's a win for the community. And so it is a symbiotic relationship.
Absolutely. And that relationship is obviously critical to the success of any project. Can you talk about an example where that relationship actually worked? A best case example of a community or a state who went above and beyond or really behaved and executed in a way that just made the project work extremely well?
Yeah, I was involved in the ThyssenKrupp steel mill project. That was $4.5 billion capital investment in a steel rolling mill and a stainless steel mill that was looking in North America. And at the time, it was going to be the largest private foreign direct investment in the history of the U.S.
And wow.
Working with the state of Alabama and working with the Mobile community, they really moved heaven and earth to make that project work. And there are numerous examples of what they did kind of on a daily basis. But I remember one case in particular where the new president of their North American division was going to be coming in to visit the community and kind of get used to it, as well as, you know, the other communities we were looking at in Louisiana. And his flight into Alabama had been canceled due to weather. I remember the local community in Mobile actually chartered a private plane to go pick him and his wife up and to bring them in to make sure that he would in time have the time to visit the community and to learn of it and become comfortable. It was something I did not ask them to do. It was something they freely offered, and it really made a difference. It showed that they cared and were truly committed. So I was very impressed.
Absolutely. And so when you think about your clients today and what they need from communities, what are those key issues that you see reoccurring with your clients and with your companies? And what can economic developers and communities do to address those issues?
You know, I think that, frankly, what they need is information. I mean, besides size, I mean, without a site or a building, without product, you're really not in the game. But what they really need is, as I mentioned, speed and how much quicker the site selection process is going. They need information, and they need a responsive community that is able to provide information to them in a timely manner. Quite often, investment decisions are being driven by market opportunity, and that market opportunity is a very narrow window.
Sure.
And so it's often being first to market can be as good as being best to market. And so having ready access to information is, again, I guess, kind of a recurring theme, but it's something our clients need.
What is one leadership lesson that you carry with you that you think can have a big impact on other people? So just as a leader, as a person, doing your job every day, what's one of those leadership lessons you think others could learn from?
Sure. And I think that really comes down to lead by example. You know, do not ask anybody to do anything for you that you would not be willing to do yourself. So as people get into this job, into this profession, I quite often recommend that the key character trait that they can have is flexibility, that every day can be different and you have to be willing to adapt to those changes. And one day you may be delivering a speech with a congressman. The next day you can be carrying your client's golf bag. And so, you know, be prepared and lead by example.
No question about it. So I'm going to get you out of here on this question. If you had a room full of economic developers and you had one moment, one message to deliver to that group of professionals, what would you say to that group? What would help them as an industry from your perspective?
Well, I think I'd remind them that, of course, economic development is a marathon, not a sprint. That even though individual projects can feel like a sprint, you need to make sure that you're sprinting in the right direction. You know, investment decisions have an impact for a long time. And the overall good of the community takes a long time. And so for economic developers, I think that is, do your best every day. It's okay to take baby steps as long as you're progressing. And to take solace in that, not every community can win every project. But if you're consistent, if you continue to make progress, eventually you'll win more your fair share.
Well, Woody, I thank you so much for taking your time to be on the call today. We really appreciate it. Of course, we congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants and look forward to see and observe the work you'll continue to do on behalf of the economy moving forward.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.